Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Lokenvitz. As the regular season has come to a close, the Bulldogs now turn their attention here to the postseason. And Coach, appreciate the time as always here today. Ends up being a 7-14 regular season for you guys. Just kind of want to get your big picture thoughts on this this team's overall kind of body of work, I guess, throughout the regular season.
Yeah, well, obviously we wanted to have more wins on the schedule than the seven that we ended up with, but played in a lot of close games. I think the state saw that as well. I think we were rewarded with a lot of those being able to compete with top 10 teams. We had got a five seed because of that. I think we're one of the only five seeds with that type of a record. So, I think that we're playing our best basketball right now. I think what showed here in the last couple of weeks, really competing against the likes of a top-rated AP and a top 10-rated Clear Lake team and those types of things. So, I'm proud of the way that we're competing. I'm proud of the way that we're finishing the season here. And now records don't matter. Now you've got your seeding, you kind of know where you're at, and now it's one game at a time, and you just go in and play the best game that you can play.
Yeah, and do want to just go back to your, I guess, your last week of games here. You had mentioned it, taking on some ranked teams, and at least giving yourselves a chance in those games with Appleton, Parkersburg, and Clear Lake. Also, a win over Clarion Goldfield. That was in the last week of the season. I know that was a big one for you guys too. But what were your thoughts on that last week of the regular season in those three games?
Yeah, I mean Clarion was middle of the pack in the conference. They had 14 wins. We competed at their place the first time around, so we knew we could compete and we're able to kind of get the win there at home. And then a top 10 rated AP team. I think they were seven at the time we played them, and we had a 2-point lead with just over two to go, and just couldn't quite seal the deal on that one. And then we go up to Clear Lake, who was rated number six in 3A, and we had to play at their place and on senior night, so a lot of emotions for them and different things. And we got down a little bit and battled all the way back and had it down to five midway through the fourth quarter. So, we've been really battling, competing. First time around, Clear Lake beat us 69-31. So when you could have a turnaround like that in a few weeks to be able to really compete and show the growth that we've had as a team and we're playing together and playing good basketball, it's good to see that as you're getting ready for postseason.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Lokenvitz. We're back in the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Lokenvitz, and you guys will head down to North Polk here on Monday night for a Class 3 is Sub-State 2 first-round game. You had mentioned it, but it's that 4-5 seed matchup for you guys. Any initial thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, there. I mean, we're watching some game film. We're studying them a lot, seeing. It's always tough when you get to postseason, especially something like this where you've never seen them before. We haven't played them. We don't play anybody in there. I think we had one like opponent, which was Webster City, through the whole season. So it's always tough when you're just relying on game film from with that. But watching them and seeing what they do, they're a well-coached team. They shoot a lot of threes and they shoot it pretty well. As they go through the season. So, it's going to be a tough matchup. That 4-5 matchup is always one of those that it's a coin flip and it can go either way. Both teams are very similar teams. In retrospect, when you start looking at different things. So, I think we have the height advantage, but they, like I said, they shoot a lot of threes, which is the great equalizer in basketball. Ever since they came out with the 3-point line, teams have started shooting more threes because they understand that if you don't have size, you can always just double their points by shooting some threes. And if you can shoot it at a good clip, like what they do, they can be competitive in every game.
And it's a little over a week between games for you guys from last Friday night to this upcoming Monday. So what are going to be some of the, or I guess what have been some of the biggest focus areas for you guys in practice this week to make sure you're playing your best here coming into this one?
The best thing has been getting healthy and right. We got a couple kids with some ankle issues. One of them which we're sitting out of practice for a little bit here, making sure he's right for Monday. And a couple other kids are still battling the sickness, still battling those things that we've been battling now for the last week or so. I was a little bit when we got the schedule out and do those types of things, I was a little bit nervous because it. you don't like to have that long of a break before you go into a postseason game. You'd like to play a game, maybe even two games this week before you go into that. But it's actually worked out okay for us to be able to focus on our stuff, focus on getting healthy, really be able to scout and just focus on one team rather than having to worry about playing and scouting and doing that. And then you only get maybe a day or two to scout your postseason matchup. So, we're getting healthy, trying to make sure that we know what we want to do in our game plan moving into Monday. And hopefully we can get there and execute that game plan.
All right, and what comes to mind as far as the biggest X factors for your team going into postseason play? What's got to for sure go right for you guys in order to put together a little bit of a run here?
Well, we've got to limit their 3-point shooting ability. In some of their game films that they've come out, I mean, they come out and they start shooting right away. And some of them, they've hit five or six of them in a row in the first quarter, and they can bury a team quick. And we were watching one game film, and they were up 23-10 on a team right away. And so we got to try to limit that 3-point shooting ability that they have. And we're going to try to play inside out like we've been here the last couple weeks with the size advantage. We got to make sure Brady touches the ball and then let him make decisions. He's such a good passer out of the low post as well. So we'll let him make some decisions that'll help our team be successful. And you kind of put all that stuff together, and hopefully we continue to shoot the ball well like we have here the last 3 weeks. And if we can kind of limit their 3 points, work through Brady, knock down a few shots our own, I think we'll be okay.
All right, just about out of time today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Nope, I just appreciate all the support from everybody this year, and hopefully we can go get a win on Monday, and then we can get another shot at Clear Lake after that.
All right, the Sam to Dumont Cal boys basketball coach Matt Lokenvitz here on the Coach's Corner. Appreciate the time as always, Coach, and we will see you here on Monday night.
All right, thank you.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a moment.